Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Hello and welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. You get the difference? I'm your host, Julia Young, and I'm joined with my co-host, Mike Camerlengo. Mike, how you doing today?
Julia, I'm doing great. And I just want to say, I want to wish you a happy International Women's Day. Now, I know this podcast comes out on Wednesday, like, but it is Monday we're recording. And I just want to see how you're doing because we want to honor you.
Feels like you're pandering. Really just don't care.
I'm not pandering. Did you see Burger King's tweet?
Yeah. What did they say? Women belong in the kitchen. And then they're like, but wait, there's more. We want to make you guys chefs.
It was Burger King UK. I mean, come on. Ooh. United Kingdom. What are you guys doing? Oh, now they apologized. I mean, what are you doing?
Is it? Hershey's did a thing where they made the she and Hershey's a different color in the packaging where it's like, okay, give this to a broad and it, you know, if they're on the period or something, it'll make them feel better, happy days.
I love when this shit happens. It makes me so happy because
every year.
But there are so many people involved in it. It's not just some rogue person who's like, oh, this could be funny. It's like they have 10 people. They're weighing the pros and cons. They're thinking, oh, this will get people's attention. When it goes wrong, it's just so funny.
Backfire. This happens all the time. This happens for International Women's Day. This happens for like LGBT, like Gay Pride Month, right?
Oh, brands
this
always try to get in on the pride shit. It's
funny. They always mess up. Black History Month.
Yep.
It's just constant fuck ups from brands who don't have the right people on their teams.
They're like, here at Gillette, we're making each blade in our 5-blade razor a different color of the flag. And we're like, dude, no one asked you to do this.
Just give your money to charity.
Just say We just wrote a check for a charity or something.
I mean, one day I'll tell you the story of the Women's Day episode of Wildin' Out, but today is not that day.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's an off-camera kind of thing.
Yeah. You got to pay to listen to that.
Well,
and Bitcoin. So you're doing okay? Because I'm a mess right now.
Go ahead. Women first on today.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm a mess because we're moving in like 2 weeks. And I hate it. I hate moving. I hate packing. I'm exhausted. I've been lifting boxes, but I've been lifting from my back, not my knees. So
I don't even know how you lift from your knees because you got to get down first. Like it's a very tough thing to do, lift with your legs.
I don't know how to lift with not my neck and back.
Right. That's like slouching over. Like, oh, you got to sit upright and look ahead. I'm like, dude, I look like a fucking question mark when I'm at my desk.
Yeah.
And by desk, I mean kitchen table.
Right. That's like a little bit too short.
Well, and moving is stressful. Are you stressed? Are you like...
I'm just like, because we're packing up two different apartments and merging into one. So it's like, okay, today we did his apartment. And then next week or 2 weeks, we do my apartment. And then it's going to be fine, but it's just packing up things and having to wrap things and then being like, I own too many things. Do you feel like you own too many things?
Yes and no. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's stuff too where you're like, should I throw this out? But I do have that feeling all the time where I'm like, but what if I need this? Like,
we have a basketball. Why do we need a basketball? And we bought it pretty recently because I was like, yo, I'm going to go to the hoops. Why did we buy a basketball?
I feel like everyone should have a basketball. That's a real thought I have. Like, everyone should have a basketball in their apartment or house.
I have one now.
Well, there you go. I don't think you should get rid of it, though. I think you got to hold on to that.
What do I do with it?
I think maybe, like, put a signature on there and be like, yo, Shaquille O'Neal signed this. Like, I think that's the way to go since you're never going to use it.
Put it in a display case?
Put it in a case,
table?
Yeah. Be like, did I ever tell you guys the time I met Scottie Pippen? And you can just make up a whole lie.
Yeah,
I think that's
what
I'm going to do now these days. I'm just going to start lying a lot more.
I think you should. I lie all the time to my dentist, not about brushing, but about my job. Because they're always like, so what do you do?
Oh.
Like the hygienist.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you
like,
can't
I
say
don't
you're like a comedy writer.
It. No, because then it's like, I don't want to speak to you. So I usually say I'm a teacher. Because it's like, no, I mean, God bless teachers. Everyone knows what they do. So no follow-ups.
Because they're not going to ask you a million questions like, oh, so what? I mean, they might, but you can be like, you know, I teach history or something. Or I teach third grade.
I mean, The last doctor, I went to a derm a couple months ago, shout out the skin rash on my left eye, and I ended up telling him I worked in TV. He's like, oh, you know, my, and I was like, nope, my son, he really loves Trevor Noah. Do you have you heard of Trevor Noah? And I was just like, please kill me now.
I always just go, yeah, I really like that. That's good. It's good stuff.
Get me out of here. Give me some cream for my eye rash.
Yeah.
And the worst part of,
Go ahead.
Well, it is Women's Day. The worst part of moving, sorry to go back to this, is you have to change your address every place you've ever ordered anything from, right?
You're going to lose, and I know you can forward mail, but you're going to lose so much mail in this process.
I'm gonna lose so much
Which
mail.
Who cares? Because I fucking hate the mail. I love a good mail. Email, but I hate the mail.
Oh, I love getting mail. It's like the highlight of my day in quarantine.
I went on a trip once, no big deal, and I had them hold the mail for 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever, and I went to pick it up, and they were like, we don't have it. They're like, we didn't hold it. I was like, but you said, they're like, well, we didn't hold it. I'm like, well, where is it? They're like, we don't know. We didn't hold it. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. That happened twice to me, two different times.
Or maybe you just didn't get any mail.
I know, that's possible.
That's sad. You got no mail.
Oh, man. Yeah, and plus I'm getting fucking 1099s, like a bunch of different ones, and I'm waiting for them, and they're just not coming, and I'm like,
it's the worst. And then you're like, I know I'm forgetting some. I'm going to get audited. This is awful.
I'm going to get audited. But hopefully the IRS looks kindly on me. They're like, this guy, let's cut him a break, because
I don't think they will, Mike. You don't expect that they will.
You guys know 60 Second Classics? Yeah, dude, I hear you. The dentist is, you know what I don't have to lie to the dentist about anymore?
Flossing,
because I do it all the time. I'm crush it. I just embrace the flossing lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I've been into it for many, many years. What got you into the flossing lifestyle?
Honestly, when I would go, they would floss me with my consent, and it would bleed. My gums would kill, and I'd be like, I'm going to floss just so I don't have this feeling twice a year.
You never used to floss before?
I would
that?
Floss. No, I think what's most people are like you? Every now and then flossers.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Really? Really? Well, I was living when you're younger. Okay. No. When you're younger, you're just living that brush life. And by the way, I brush so fucking hard. That's why my gums like receding on the top side.
No, stop brushing so hard. That's what I'm learning.
But I'm flossing, yeah.
You got to floss. Should I get a water pick? People love their water picks, but I don't know what that means, really.
Yeah, that's something where you think it would be great for you, and it's going to be awesome.
Just another gadget.
I just think it's another gadget. Like when I ordered the pancake flipper, it's a pan. I bought it off an infomercial in high school. It's a pan that it has a top on it. You push it down, and instead of using like a spatula to flip it, you just flip the whole pan and rotate it. Let me tell you, you only have to get egg on your wrist once to be like, this is fucking stupid. And just to see like my parents' disappointed face, and they're just like, dude, you're going to college? Maybe we shouldn't
Where
send you.
Where is this pancake flipper now?
Oh, long gone, long gone.
Oh, I would have taken it off your hands for my new apartment.
Actually, maybe I should get another one. Sounds fun. But no, it didn't work. I didn't learn my lesson, yeah.
So this is a segment we like to call Up Top, folks, to all of our listeners who we call Morning People, a.k.a. Jehovah's Witnesses. If you like this show, please review us, rate us on Apple Podcasts, tell your friends, tell your enemies, and if you have anything you want to get in touch with us about, email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We have an email from a listener we will listen to very shortly and give advice about. Someone wants our advice, Mike.
Told you my goal of this podcast is to just make it an advice thing, but we only get one email per 2 weeks. So we need to up it. Two in a row.
Cutting
though.
This part out. People don't need to know.
Two in a row though. Bang bang.
Yeah.
Okay.
People
something
are loving us. Yeah.
Something that happened this week is I fell off of a back deck. I don't know what night it was. You know, I should have did an emergency podcast, but
you should have called me from the ER.
Thankfully, I didn't have to go anywhere, but I thought I did for about 30 seconds. I was walking. There's this back deck, right? It goes, and then it goes down three steps to a little, grass, whatever area.
Grassy
and there's a grill there, but it's a kind of a weird, it's like a lot of mulch and shit. Anyway, the last step is the light, there's a light out back, and the light doesn't really hit it. So if you're paying attention, you can see it, whatever. But I was kind of dazed out there. I'm going to start the grill, just kind of in my own world. I'm like, hey, maybe I'll make a video about, you know, fucking alligator wrestling the guy from whatever. And I, the next thing you know, I'm on the way to the ground. Like, I'm falling to the ground. And my left ankle turns completely. It does a right, it 90 degrees. And my whole body, and I put my wrist down, my whole body falls into the side of the house. So
it's like the Wicked Witch, but the opposite.
I fell into the house and then back. I like bounced off the house. And I'm a big boy. So, and then I like crawled. I thought I broke my ankle. I like crawled up the steps. And I'm like,
wait, did you make a noise, by the way, when you fell? Were you,
no, I was okay. I was like, ah, I did one of those. I went, ah. And then, but I couldn't tell. You know when you get hurt and you're like waiting for the, you're like, is this going
to
be
for the bone
like,
to pop out?
Yeah. I'm like, is my ankle, like, is it okay? Because it kind of felt like it was a little dangly. So I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this sucks. And so then I kind of like crawled back up to the porch and I'm like, I'm calling. I like called for my wife. And she came out and she's like, dude, later she told me she thought I had a heart attack. She's like, I thought, because I was like, hey, help. So anyway, I fucking waited. And I'm like, I think I'm okay. And I sat up and I ended up standing up. And
did she help you? Was it like,
no,
you know, like,
no, she didn't help me. I was like, I got this because, and I was just. I woke up the next day and so many different parts of my body were sore because I fell into the house. And
so knocked the house a couple inches.
I knocked it off the foundation. Just picture somebody, like picture me walking down like da-da-da-da-da-da and just missing the last step. That's what happened. Yeah. And if I could see it, if I could pay any amount of money to have that on video, I'd probably pay like $1,000.
I'd pay more
if I had that much money, of course. But I
with no kids falls into own house while starting grill. Mike, this is your Joker origin story.
I couldn't believe it, and I just
did. You finish cooking on the grill after, or were you just like, no, it's pizza tonight?
No, I went back, and I was like,
wow, a hero.
My wife is very much like, she's like, now every time I go out there, she's like, be careful. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like,
it's gonna happen again. You know it.
And then I'm like, it's funny because I can't even like say anything to her. I'm like, I'm not a fucking idiot. I know where the steps are.
You know, you gotta start wearing one of those headlamps.
Yes, like, I want one. Because honestly, I want one because it's kind of dark where the grill is, and I'm having to use my phone to be like, "Is this food done?" So I want,
food done.
I want a miner's helmet and I want a light on it. So
yeah, because there could also be raccoons out there, you know, in the dark, just waiting for that meat.
There are animals out here. There are animals. I saw a fox, and there are deer out here.
Yeah, I'm they're just the waiting country, for you to Julia. Trip again and be helpless. And
I know. Imagine if they dragged me off into the woods. They could have eaten for days. They just could have eaten me.
Yeah. Wow, so, that's a harrowing experience. It was, I mean, wow. And not to make this about me, because it is International Women's Day. So really, well, I guess I should make this about me. I tripped the other day, but I didn't fall. It was on a walk, and I caught myself, but... I was thinking, if I had fallen, I would have been really embarrassed.
What's the first thing you think about when you, like, trip and catch yourself? Because to me, I'm always like, it's just so embarrassing. I'm like, dude, it's how the fuck do you know how to walk at this age, you know?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I think my first thing is like, oh my God, I never realized like how quickly my sweat glands work, because when you trip, it's like that split second of right?
Right.
And it's like all of the anxiety, like the fight or flight, right? Yeah. So it's like my sweat glands immediately activate and then I'm just drenched. So for the rest of the walk, I'm just reminded that I almost tripped, but I didn't actually trip.
And then my move if somebody like if I trip in public, like maybe like at a coffee shop or something, I will go back and like kind of fake look at the ground. I'll be like, oh, what was that? I'm like, oh, well, oh, was something there.
Is it?
You know?
My question is it worse when you like trip in public to have people ignore you, or to have that person come up and be like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's worse?
I think it's worse if they're like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, if they ignore you, like I saw a woman trip on the street of New York City, maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, whenever, before I moved. And she was an older woman. She tripped, but she didn't, she took like 3 or 4, like the landing gears trying to come down steps. And she didn't quite land the plane, but she like, she tripped, step, fell. And I was like, oh God. And I was like, oh, are you okay? And someone else ran over and she was like, get away from me. Like, it was like, she was just very embarrassed.
Right.
She was very
and it was also pandemic or like, get away from me.
I like didn't try to like grab, I was just like, hey, are you okay? And she was like, can you take your aerosols somewhere else? Because I'm not trying not to get COVID. So
yeah,
you know, I get it. But it isn't, you know what? If you think about it, isn't it crazy that people don't trip more? People should be tripping all the time.
I don't know if I'm going to jump on this with you, Mike.
Julia, you have 30 seconds. Are we agreeing or disagreeing with that hot take?
It's a real dumb take. I mean, I think children trip.
They do trip.
I think
trip.
It's when the sidewalk is not completely even, that's when I will trip. You know, when there's big gaps. But I think it does make sense that we don't trip because I think we have balance. So this is a cold take.
Okay. So, yep. Okay. All right. Yep. I'll appreciate that take, I guess.
Yeah. That's so a new segment where Mike pitches something and I shoot it down, ignoring every rule of improv.
Hey, here's a new segment called Take a Side. And you're like, whatever. I don't really care.
I don't care.
Who gives a That's what I want to see on some of these sports shows when they're like, who's the best, Michael Jordan or LeBron? I just want someone to go, it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Yeah, they don't play at the same time. We're all gonna die anyway.
You know what I was thinking? It's there's just no way you're ever gonna find an answer. So just enjoy it.
Dude, it's like chickens and eggs. Yeah.
Have you, speaking of like what are people doing, have you seen these videos where like people in our, I guess we're the same generation. I'm older than you.
Well, let's not say that.
You're
like
a millennial, though. You're
a
millennial.
I feel a lot younger than you, yeah.
You're a young millennial.
I look and act and walk a lot younger than you.
That's true. People are making these videos where they're like trying to like, what is it? Stick it to Gen Z. They're like, no, dude, we listen to Eminem, man. They're so embarrassing. What are people doing?
It's awful because like Gen Z is like, it's not cool to have a side part. You have to wear a middle part. You can't wear skinny jeans. Skinny jeans are dumb. I don't know. It's also, that's all being done on TikTok and I have no interest in joining TikTok because it's too complicated. And as a millennial, I find it too hard to understand.
There's just the thing about TikTok and everything. I'm sure I'll join. Every week I say I'm going to join, even though I don't want to.
No, don't do it. It tracks you. I know. Like they're in the clubhouse.
And they're all going to. And I'm going to be one of those millennials that they're going to start roasting. They're going to be like, this fucking idiot.
Yeah, he tripped on his way to the grill.
I just don't understand. It's like, this is the most well-known thing of all time. Like, you think the generation above you is a moron. They think you're a moron. Like, we think our parents are fucking idiots. They think we're like, whatever, spoiled. We don't work hard. I don't know what it is. Then we do the same thing with below us. And then guess what? Gen Z is going to have another generation that thinks they're idiots. It's like, guys, this is not interesting. Who cares?
But I mean, I think the generation before us was Gen X, right? And I don't think that we really had beef with them as millennials,
Gen X was like the real world.
They were
generation.
The real world. Yes. And they liked New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And like, They wore Doc Martens. Like, it was fine. I think that they were really chill. And I think Gen X was, there was nothing controversial about them that would, like, make millennials attack them. Because I think millennials were just like, wait, there's something called the internet? And, like, that's what distracted us.
Right. And also, it's not like there's this big fucking generational fight right now. It's just randoms on TikTok saying shit. So if Gen X was around and there was social media, I'm sure someone would be like, oh, and that dude Puck in the real world. It's like, nah, dude. All right, he shouldn't have spit on whatever he did, you know, but let's
That was bad.
Let's bring
but
it back.
I will say this, I have been trying to wear a middle part in my hair to look younger.
What does that mean a middle part?
Okay, so people who have longer hair, you can like part your hair to the side or in the middle.
I'm looking this up. Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah.
Are you dumb? So I've been parting. I used to part on the side, but now I'm trying to be young, so I part in the middle. But the problem is I do have some gray hair in the front, so it's just even more obvious. So I don't know if it cancels it out and I look the same age.
Look, when you're young and you're hot, you can do whatever you want. And I'm saying 18 plus. I'm saying 18 plus.
18 plus, let's be clear.
Let's
For
be
me,
very
it's
clear.
20 plus. I want to be extra safe because I don't want to get canceled.
I do not
want to
get canceled like Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Wait, so what's this with the Space Jam movie? He got cut out of. Was he in the first Space Jam movie?
I got to tell you, Julia, I don't give a shit about this stuff.
He's a skunk. He stinks.
He's a skunk. The other day, people are on Twitter. It's like some New York Times writer's like, Pepe Le Pew is a rapist. And it's like, dude, This is like an old Chappelle joke. Like,
we know this.
Yeah. We all know this. Yeah. So, like, what's the point of being like, oh, look at all the stupid shit that happened in a cartoon from 20 years ago. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And then everybody takes their fucking stupid sides that are so predictable. It's like, guys, what the fuck? Go outside.
It's like the Dr. Seuss thing. It's like, this isn't what you think it is. It's literally his estate being like, this shit's racist. We don't want to put this out there. And then, like, MAGA people being like, I'm going to buy green eggs and ham. Where it's like, that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, it's all so stupid. Everything's so stupid.
And I hate it.
I don't, a good thing, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I don't get pulled into this shit. Like, I don't care. I didn't read one thing about Pepe Le Pew. I'm like, this,
well, that's
I don't.
Because you're, don't take this the wrong way, but you're dumb, I would say.
Where no, but I just.
Different, yeah.
I think just it's all so predictable. It's like everyone's playing their thing for points on the internet. It's all so clear what's happening.
Oh, so maybe you're smart. Hold up.
I'm dumb and smart at the same time.
And smart at the same time.
I did write something down that I thought was funny from Deadline. They said there was a scene in Space Jam 2 that didn't get animated, but it was in the original script where LeBron teaches Pepe Le Pew about consent.
Oh my God.
And I just thought my soul leaving my body. I don't know.
But I mean, let's be honest. I think we got to teach French men about consent because really, Pepe's French.
Wasn't the whole thing about like French guys? Like I thought it was like making fun of how French guys are really aggressive.
They're aggressive and I think they smell bad, right?
It's right. Like, I thought that was the whole point of Pepe Le Pew.
And also that he thinks that the cat is a skunk, but she's a cat. But she looks like a skunk. It's really.
I mean, no one's ever like, "Hey, Pepe Le Pew is the man," you know?
Yeah, no one's getting Pepe.
I say Pepe, but I don't know. I did order some Italian food, so I don't know.
Pepe?
Oh, maybe it's Pepe. Oh, Pepe Le Pew. We're gonna move on. I want to move on to the thing because you wrote something down, and I really do want to address it.
Okay.
You know what I'm pointing at.
Okay, and it has to do with being horny, right? And
yes.
With the thing that everyone was talking about on the internet, which I think you maybe didn't participate in, but you creeped on, which is Lola Bunny from Space Jam being kind of less sexualized in Space Jam 2, right? They're giving her longer shorts. She's not wearing a crop top. She's less of a sexy animal.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's whatever. I mean, again, I don't care. But what was funny about the whole thing was how everybody was so openly horny for a cartoon bunny.
Horny. But I remember watching the original Space Jam and as a younger kid being like, she is very pretty.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I do remember.
She's a babe.
I remember thinking, like, she's gorgeous. Like, understanding that.
Can you not? So, can't you make a cartoon a babe? Or that's not allowed anymore?
I think it's the idea that it's a rabbit. And
I'm like, if you can't draw something that brings the blood flow to my penis.
Yeah. Well, also, and we talked about this on Deez and Miro, actually, on the last episode. But she's 3'2".
And she's a bunny, and she's animated
and she's a
bunny.
Bunny, and she speaks English. So there's that. Like, so I think it's like Jessica Rabbit, right? Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Is she human or is she a rabbit?
No, Jessica Rabbit is a human babe.
Married to a rabbit. Why do I think she was a rabbit? Well,
because her last name's Rabbit. Well, the thing
about, doesn't look like a human. She looks. I mean, she's the most sexualized.
I just wrote Jason Rabbit, and that is not the thing you want to look up.
Jason, did you mean Jason Mraz? Is that what you're looking at?
Okay, so the thing about Jessica Rabbit is when you're a youngster, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a human. I know she's animated, but this is a human. So it's kind of getting that, you know, you can equate this with an actual human woman. You're not, like, you know what I mean?
Well, where are the beefcakes? Where are the male beefcakes in cartoons?
I don't know.
For women and girls to lust after.
Tom and Jerry? Elmer Fudd?
No, see,
handsome
who's
male
hot?
Cartoons. I want
Space
do...
Ghost, maybe. It's pretty cute.
Oh, this dude's pretty good looking. The guy from hot animated characters from movies and TV shows from Cosmopolitan.
Oh God!
Oh, the fucking thing says Aladdin can get it. Okay, relax.
Oh, I mean,
Aladdin's kind of decent.
Yeah, he's a cutie. No, not Shrek.
Human Shrek. It says.
Ew, no, not human track.
Robin Hood, that is not a thing.
Yeah, there's not enough sexy male characters in cartoons. Like, sexy, give me like a sexy dog. Who's a sexy dog?
Well, they just have one right here. Charlie from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Well, see, that movie made me too sad to watch as a kid because it's about dead dogs. Why would I watch
Prince Charming from Shrek the Third? Who the fuck
watches?
Oh, well, how about Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, but he's a human. Give me an animal that I can look after.
Oh, you're saying an animal.
That's what I've been saying.
I thought you were talking.
Give me a dog, a hot animal, a rabbit that's a male.
Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob.
Okay, you know what? We have to move on.
Maybe now that things are getting a little more even in this society, maybe we're going to see like a lion with a dick bulge. Like, I want to see something.
No, I want abs. Give me abs.
Oh, abs is an easy, yeah, an easy way to be like, this is hunk.
Well, I guess Mufasa was kind of cute.
Ooh.
When he got older, like after puberty, because puberty Mufasa during the middle of that song was like, ugh, but then he became like a man. All right, I think we're either going to cut all of this out.
Mufasa's got a big old dong. Yeah, I think we should I think we should leave it.
Okay, well, it's our funeral. All right, so we're going to move on. We got an email from a listener.
Nice.
And I love this email because it says, "Hello, Julie and Mike." And then it says, "Julia, thanks for reading the email." So it assumes
you are not wrong.
You will not read this email. So this is from someone named Seth. Thank you, Seth, for reaching out to us. Seth says some really nice things. I work from home in the morning, and your podcast is a distraction, yada, yada, yada. And last week we talked about, you know, you have a friend who walks his dog while listening to this podcast. Well, Seth walks the dog, picks up dog shit, emails coworkers while listening to our podcast, and says, "I'm sure there are many activities that pair well with your podcast." There are so many activities. So here we go. Seth wants some advice. Seth says, "In 2019, I finished graduate school and started work as a policy manager at a bicycle-focused nonprofit for 1 year before I was laid off due to the pandemic." First of all, Seth, do you live in Portland, Oregon?
That sounds like a really cool job.
That sounds amazing.
Well, actually, now you got laid off, so fuck that job. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah. No, we hate that. Fuck bikes.
Fuck bikes.
Fuck nonprofits.
Only run and walk.
Only run and walk. But some of us can't walk even, like Mike.
Take buses.
Take buses wherever you can't trip. After 6 months of unemployment and roughly 400 hours of Animal Crossing, I found a temp job as a front desk staffer. Now I am looking for more appropriate jobs, and I want to know, is it even worth the effort at all? Or should I be making an apocalyptic go-to bag like Lauren Olamina from Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower? Oh my God. Well, I really shouldn't have read that last sentence because I'm too dumb.
I gotta look it up.
To get
that
reference. Yeah, look it up now. See if there's a hot dog in it.
It's a 1993 science fiction novel.
Ooh.
Society has largely collapsed due to climate change.
Oh no.
Blah blah blah.
Wait, no. That's just too real.
Yeah, no. All right.
Oh dear.
My advice. Is this an advice thing?
Advice. Yeah.
Do not give up. You're a young person, and I'm.
Yeah. If you listen to us, you are.
Yeah. According to me, do you part your hair on the sides? Because I think if you do, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I really tend to be like a positive person. This is me being like dead ass serious.
Yeah.
And I think that it's easy to get negative about certain stuff, which happens all the time, like when you lose a job or people don't email you back or you fall off a fucking deck. But
And your wife laughs.
And your wife is like, did you have a heart attack? Because you know that's how you're going to go. But I think you just got to try to be positive because things are going to get better and you'll find a way. You'll find a way. It might not be the thing that you thought was going to happen. There are so many times I've ended up doing something. I'll be like, well, I could have never imagined that I was going to do this. But, you know, I think if you're positive and don't put so much pressure on yourself, you know, keep working that front desk job and look for gigs when they come. I've quit so many jobs that I wish I didn't quit because I was like, this isn't the thing I got to be doing. And I feel like it put more pressure on me.
In a bad way. Okay. Okay.
Meaning
so
I was like
keep. Yeah.
No, so as long as you're not like miserable at it, if you can find like a temp job that's okay and it pays you money, then keep looking for the thing you want to do in the meantime.
I totally agree with that. It's like keep doing this temp job, pay the bills, and find what you actually want to be doing. Because you want to kind of feel like you have that safety net. And I should probably read this book, this sci-fi book. It sounds a little too close to life. But Seth, we believe in you. And, you know, we don't believe in that bicycle nonprofit that laid you off.
Fuck
I could say that
people.
For sure. Fuck
but,
those people.
But you sound like a smart person.
Yes.
You have your master's degree. You're young. You know about TikTok. Like, the world is your oyster, you know?
Yeah, you listen to our podcast. You're already way ahead of the
way
game
ahead.
Here.
Way
I
ahead.
Mean, oh, God, we're smart. Like, Mike and I are dumb, but we're smart, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so and, keep your head up. And
keep your head up.
And you'll find another bicycle-focused nonprofit, I think.
Yeah.
Or you'll find something else. And then we can just write those people anonymous emails that say, hey, I just slashed your tires, biatch.
Or you sign them up for, like, all those spam email things.
Right.
You know, have you ever done that to someone you don't like? You use their email to sign them up for mailing lists, and they'll never stop getting coupons from Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, that's
well, I guess that is
diabolical.
A good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the old thing. If you wanted to fuck with someone, you would order, like, 8 pizzas to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And they would
but
have to pay.
You can still do that, right? Because I was thinking about that. I was like, you can still call up pizza places and you're just like, yeah, I'll pay cash. I was literally thinking about this 2 nights ago for some reason. I was like, I could really prank someone with pizza.
The problem
so
with that prank,
what I'm saying is I need your address.
Yeah, the problem is you need an address. And
yeah.
There's no payoff. Like, you can't see
you're
it
just
happen.
Fucking over a gig worker.
You're just, you're fucking over the pizza person. And mm-hmm. and you don't even get the payoff of, like if you drive by and egg somebody's house, you get the payoff of that egg exploding on the house, and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
but if
they,
you order
they get
a pizza,
pizza.
If you order a pizza to someone's
good
house.
Good for them.
Yeah, the pizza guy's probably like, don't worry about it. You know, here you go.
Yeah. Unless it's like anchovy pizza, and then nobody wants to eat that. I mean,
yeah, no
on.
Thanks, no time.
No thanks. All right, so we're going to move on to Content Corner. This is when we like to talk about things we've been watching, peeping at, you know, just media of all sorts. You want to start us off, Mike? What have you been watching?
I watched the movie Sideways.
Oh, what?
I'd never
That's
seen
so
it before. I'd never seen it before.
That was like the white people loved that we loved that movie whenever it came out. It
and
was,
Julia.
I had that on DVD.
Julia, I fucking loved it. I loved it. I know. I remember everybody sucking that movie's D, and I was like,
oh,
all right.
They sucked but it. They loved it. Oh.
But for me, it was like enough time had passed, so I thought... You know, I had a pretty open slate. Like, I was like, let's just see where this thing lands.
Was it and, streaming?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. And I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I knew it was a good movie, but I was it hit me right where I needed it to because I was drinking wine. I even said the thing, I go, oh, man, I'd love to just get a bunch of wine. I said something like that. So, you know, I was wine drunk and I was watching it. And I was actually surprised at I thought it was a lot funnier than I was expecting. Thomas Hayden Church is A-plus in that movie.
He seems like someone who would always be barefoot, like in real life.
Yeah, but he plays like the kind of dumb friend guy perfectly, and he has a lot of great laugh lines, and it was a good movie. So check it out on Hulu, baby.
And that's Virginia Madsen is in that.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, she plays Maya.
Did she like get an Oscar nomination or something?
For that movie?
Crazy.
That movie was the talk of the town, and by town, I mean Tinseltown.
Everywhere. Yeah, Tinseltown.
Oh,
T-Town.
That's what it is. She's from Candyman.
Oh, I don't watch that. That's too scary.
I just put it together. The whole time I'm watching that movie, I'm going, this woman looks really familiar. Candyman.
Oh, my God.
And I will
she
not
got,
keep saying it.
She got nominated for a fucking Oscar.
For that movie?
For this. So did Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church deserved something in that movie because he was so good.
Wow. Movie about wine.
Hey,
and
you know
Sandra Oh is in there?
Sandra Oh.
She's amazing.
So I guess maybe because she was in Grey's Anatomy, that she, you know, she's always in her scrubs or something. In this movie, I'm like, oh, Sandra Oh.
Well, have you seen Killing Eve?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she's real good in that.
Yeah.
That's like spy shit. I didn't realize she was married to Alexander Payne, who directed
Sideways, he wrote
but
it,
but only
too.
For 3 years. Yeah.
Oh, he only directed. Who directed that after the 3 years?
No, she was married to him for 3 years.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. Come on.
Oh, see, but see, I don't believe. Okay, so I should have more faith in you. Yeah.
Come on. You think I'm that stupid?
That's my bad.
Do you know,
I don't know.
Do you know what Candyman's
Mike.
About? If you say Candyman 5 times into the mirror,
then 3.
I don't know. I just get confused. I always stop after two. Let's just say that.
Wait, but Beetlejuice is three. Candyman's five,
yes,
right?
Candyman's
is there anything
five.
That's four?
I don't know. There might be something.
Okay,
maybe that's
out.
A new category of a movie.
Yeah. If you call my name four times, I'll say, what? What do you want?
How many times can you say Candyman?
All right. So
five
listen.
Times, five times.
Five times. I watched a bunch of movies this week. I watched I Care a Lot, which is that Netflix movie with Rosamund Pike. And so it's a 2-hour movie, but they did something weird with time where it felt like a 3-hour movie.
Were you sitting on your hands?
I wasn't sitting on my hands, and I wasn't high or drunk, but it really felt so strange because we paused it, and I was like, how is there 45 minutes left? And those 45 minutes felt like an hour and a half. Like, it really,
this
truly didn't make sense.
Sounds like you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. There were too many plot twists. It was so plotty. I didn't understand what a plotty movie was until I saw this, where it's like, there's too many things happening. But Peter Dinklage is in it. He's great. And Diane Wiest is in it, and she's great. And Chris Messina is in it, and he should have been in more of it because he's very handsome.
Yeah, Messina.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Oh,
Rosamund
very good-looking.
Rosamund Pike has that, I don't know, she's got that vibe that makes me feel like she's like, I just always think of Gone Girl? Yeah.
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 I don't know. I can't shake her from that movie.
She's kind of similar, kind of Ice Queen.
Yeah, Ice Queen is a great description.
She's an Ice Queen. Yeah. She has like a bob. Do you know what a bob is?
I know what a bob is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know what a middle part was, so I'm not sure anymore.
I guess I was just like trying to think. I'm like, you mean like the kid from, you know, what the fuck's that show? Oh, who gives a shit?
Malcolm in the Middle part. I also watched Coming to America, which I thought was so fun. It was delightful. I recommend.
All right, because I love the original. So,
yeah, I mean, if you love the original and you put it on a pedestal, obviously, like no sequel is gonna ever match that. But if you were like, oh, I want to watch a ton of celebrity cameos and like people seem like they're enjoying themselves, it's fun. I would say drink some wine and you'll laugh.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't even look at it like a sequel. I'll just be like, the same people are in this movie. It's a different thing.
Yeah, and I'm proud of Jermaine
Fowler. Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm so proud of him. So he does a really great job, and there's a lot of cameos, celeb cameos, which is fun. And then...
Wait, before you go, I just realized what I was thinking of. When you say middle part, I was thinking of like Alfalfa. Alfalfa from Little Rascals. I'm like that?
Okay, yeah, that's like that? All the way down. Yeah. I guess I mean on women.
Oh, okay.
Not on boys.
Okay.
18 plus is what I mean. So then I watched one of the worst movies I've ever seen, which I cannot recommend enough, called The Shadow, which is a 1994 film based on the radio show The Shadow, and it stars Alec Baldwin.
Dude, you love Baldwin movies, huh? I feel like you've been watching a lot of them.
Well, accidentally, because we watched some Jack Ryans, and he's in, you know, he's the first Jack Ryan before he got fired and replaced by an older Harrison Ford. But The Shadow was so bad. Because the idea is, like, he can control men's minds. So he just, like, his superpower is, like, if he wants to, like, mess with your brain, he, like, steps back so his eyes are in the shadow. And then they turn from steely blue to black. And then he's, like, you will forget this whole thing. You will not investigate me. You will put that fork down. And then people just, like, do what he says. And that's it.
I'm not joking. I think I saw this in the movie theater when I was a kid.
I'm sure you did. It is so bad. They were like trying to make this like a Batman franchise for him, but it was such a huge flop. It's embarrassing to watch. The first 20 minutes is like very offensive. He's like some opium lord. Is that what it's called?
Opium?
He's a warlord in Tibet, and he has really long fingernails, like a long manicure. And his name is Lamont Cranston, and just really nothing about it makes any sense. And this, Ian McKellen is in it.
This movie sounds awesome. Like, is it good bad or bad bad?
It's good bad, it's good horrible.
Yeah.
I really do recommend it. Genghis Khan is one of the main plots in this. Like, it's so, nothing makes sense about it. And they take them, it's so serious. He takes himself so seriously. And then... like, he disguises himself randomly by, like, having like a fake prosthetic nose and like
oh yes hat. I do remember that part. Yeah,
and it's like weird. This feels vaguely or seriously anti-Semitic. Like, what is happening? I can't recommend it enough. If you want to see something,
that sounds
really
good.
Bad.
I
want to
watch it.
HBO
yeah.
Max. Yeah, please watch it. Oh, I would love if you watched it because you're gonna lose your fucking mind. yeah, it's bad.
I have this marked off for like 25 minutes of discussion, and I didn't even bring it up yet. Can you give me like the cliff notes of Oprah interviewing?
Oh my god.
These people.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's happening. So
yeah,
Meghan Markle.
Oh boy, do you not even like know the names? Is this she's, far back?
I know,
we have to start.
I guess like, what's the beef? Yeah. What's the problem?
Okay, so essentially, you know, Harry and Meghan left the royal family, essentially being like, we're not working members of the royal family, and they moved to Los Angeles. That's kind of the very broad strokes, and they're really being villainized in the press. There's so much racism against Meghan. The British press is notoriously awful, but they were just terrible to her and comparing her to Kate Middleton. So Meghan and Harry gave this interview to Oprah in which they kind of told their side of the story, which is like, yo, the palace, like, they're lying about us. Like, we did not want to step back. Like, we didn't want to leave. We wanted to not be senior members of the royal family. Like, they're lying. They're spreading rumors.
Who's the senior members? Like, the queen?
I don't think it's the queen. I think it's like Prince Charles and maybe Prince Williams. Like, Harry in the interview was like, me and my brother are not close anymore. Like, he said that his brother and his dad are trapped. And he was like, I was trapped too, but I didn't know it until Meghan came into my life. Where it's like, yeah, you live in a bubble.
Right.
You have this weird relationship with the press where you need the press to validate you, is what he's saying. Like, I guess they have holiday parties at Buckingham Palace for the tabloids. So it's like they want this positive coverage to justify having the monarchy, and the tabloids need like dirt from the royals to print. So they have this weird symbiotic relationship, but all they've been doing is printing horrible racist shit about Meghan. And so they finally were like, enough already. And there's just been so much racism. Meghan said in the interview, and Harry said too, that like when she was pregnant with Archie, there were discussions about how dark the baby's skin would be when the baby was born, which is like
so
the most fucked up thing ever.
Prince Harry, this is yeah. Princess Diana's son?
Yes, it's Princess Diana and Prince Charles had two kids, William and Harry. William is the heir to the throne because it's when Queen Elizabeth dies, then it's Prince Charles, and then it's Prince William. Prince Charles is like in his 70s or something.
Who's like the who's the guy who was like on Epstein's plane?
That's Prince Andrew. This is Queen Elizabeth's other son. And Andrew is awful. And like the whole thing is there were like saying that, you know, Meghan's been accused of bullying and the palace is going to investigate. And everyone's like, wait, why aren't you investigating your pedophile sex trafficking son? Like, why aren't you focusing on that? Like, there are flight logs.
I just can't wrap my head around how the like this is even still a thing in 2021.
Yeah.
Like, how does like the royal family, the people, people do care about it. I know they do. So
people care about it. And
I know.
You know, it's like if you're born into that world, it's like you have to like have a smile on your face. It's like everyone's looking at you. And Meghan, like in the interview, was like, oh, I was suicidal. Like, I had my baby and I was like, oh, I don't want to live anymore.
Are they mad? Is everyone mad because Prince Harry banged somebody who wasn't a first cousin? Like, is that why?
They're mad that he, I think, married someone who's black, who's biracial, who identifies as biracial and as a black woman and is, you know, bringing diversity into the crown. And Harry very much was like, this would be they're so dumb. Like, she essentially, he was like, she would be a huge asset, like, to bring diversity into the monarchy. Like, why do they not see that as a positive? Like, she's their greatest asset. And the same thing happened with Diana, that she was so good with people, and the crown really, like, they resented her. They were jealous of her because she was so good at it, and no one wanted to like shake hands and give flowers to Prince Charles. They wanted to talk to Diana because she was a people person.
Damn,
so it's a really wild interview, and yeah, a lot of.
I mean, there's no coming
dropped.
Back from that, dude. No, not gonna have any holiday parties now.
No, he, I mean, the thing about Archie is like, it's just horrible racism, which obviously everyone has known about, but like to say it out loud like that, to be like, that was actually a discussion. Like, oh my God.
How come William and Kate don't fucking, why aren't they like normal people? They're young, you know, they should be like, yeah, we support you.
I mean, I don't know. They're like protecting themselves and their interest. Like William and Kate are going to be like king and will she be queen? I don't know if she's married to the king, if she's the queen or if, like, because Prince Philip's a prince. He's not a king, even though he's married to the queen. Whatever. The point is, they have to like protect their position, right? And their children are the heirs to the throne. And, you know, it's colonialism. It's like hundreds of years of keeping other people down. Like this is what it's built on. And even though I guess the majority of the Commonwealth is people of color, and in other countries, right? It's not just England. It's like, it's a monarchy in so many other places. Like Queen Elizabeth is a lot of people's queen.
Well, it is International Women's Day. So yes, queen. That's all I have to say.
Yes, queen. No, no queen, please.
All right. Well, thank you for explaining. I want to blow my brains out after listening to that. Not because you did a bad job, just because it was, you know. No, it's
really intense. I recommend watching it. It's pretty crazy.
I do like Oprah. Oprah always pulls shit out of people.
She really does. But she also, as much as I love Oprah, she's given bad people a platform like Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz.
Fucking Oz. Like, all those guys.
Ugh. They're monsters. But anyway.
I watched the NBA All-Star Game last night.
Yeah, that was happening at the same time. It was like Critics' Choice Award, Meghan, Harry, Oprah, All-Star Game. My Twitter feed was a mess.
Did you see the Bob Ross Mountain Dew commercial?
What? No, I was watching Oprah.
Because I don't care for it, okay? People trying to be like, this is cool. They did like a deep fake of Bob Ross painting a Mountain Dew commercial. And he's like, I got to do the Dew. I guess his like family trust or whatever sanctioned it. And I have no problem with people trying to make money and good for them. But it's like Mountain Dew. Like Bob Ross ain't drinking Mountain Dew, guys.
No, maybe he's perming his hair with it. But he's not getting anywhere near that as like a thirst quencher.
He's like, hey, you want to poison the squirrels outside? Just give him the Mountain Dew. Like, to have him do something like that. But to paint a Mountain Dew thing, and it's just, I don't know.
I could see him doing like a pure iced tea commercial, right? Yeah. Like, that's a beverage I could imagine him drinking.
I feel like no sugar. The brand doesn't fit the, but hey, what do I know? Maybe Bob Ross came home after painting every day and was like, give me the fucking Dew.
Gotta
like,
do the Dew.
Do the Dew. So what do I know, you know? But if you like Bob Ross, watch the original, man. YouTube.
I think also like people, there are always boys that like drank, sorry, I'm having a heart attack. That drank Mountain Dew in high school, right? And those were the guys that wore fedoras. Also, I think it's big m'lady energy.
Do you know what the rumor was about Mountain Dew? About drinking
it? Sperm or
something? Yeah, lowers your sperm count. Weird dude! I bet someone at like Pepsi put that out because I don't know. No, of course it's not true. I don't think so. See, to this day, I'm like, is it true?
I mean, I could look it up, but my
browser.
There's
no way that's true, but that's a hilarious rumor that just everybody knew.
Right?
They're like, you drink that if you want to lower your sperm count. It's like what?
Also, sorry, but it is owned by Pepsi, so hopefully Pepsi didn't start that rumor.
Yeah, well, they're all owned by the same thing.
Mellow Yellow too. Ooh, and Surge. These are too intense. I think I would, I can't handle caffeine like that. Just coffee, just Java, you know?
Java,
and that's
baby.
What this show's about, just Java.
All right,
Good morning.
Let's bring it over to the hot stove where we talk about all the beautiful and wonderful things that we cooked this past week. Hot stove! I'll go first because I didn't have a big array of, I just kind of hit the basics from the week before. I did a fish.
Is that because you hit your house?
I started to do a nice little chicken, but then I fell over and ran into my house. So I just, I did pick up fajitas from a place down the street. They were okay, but I'll tell you what wasn't okay.
Tell me.
The amount of people sitting and eating inside.
Oh, honey.
It was packed,
oh,
baby.
Oh, honey.
It was packed.
Really?
So the fajitas were okay.
Were they hot when you got home? It's hard to get them for takeout.
I agree. Fajitas don't really travel well.
They don't
That's
it's like
on
French
me.
Fries.
But they were good for what they were. So
they were chicken fajitas?
Chicken fajitas, yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, good, not great. But again, it's tough to get them and drive 15 minutes and then, you know.
If you're in the burbs?
If you're not walking in with that sizzling plate, I mean, what are you even doing?
Yeah, I want to burn my wrist on
it.
The dish after you've told me that it's hot. I want to forget, and then I burn myself, and I go, ah!
If
God
someone's coming
it.
Out with that sizzling plate, like if it, you know, you can hear them, I will point mm-hmm. and go, oh, check that out. I just love it. I love it. It's exciting.
It's like the flaming cheese in Greek restaurants, the saganaki. You know, you ever see that?
No.
They light cheese on fire in these Greek restaurants, and then they put it out with lemon juice. Ooh, it's so good.
Or it's like bottle service in a club. Mm-hmm. According to movies I've seen.
I've experienced that one or two times. And let me tell you, it's real exciting when someone else is paying.
I can't believe, I just sound so old, how expensive the bottle service is.
Get out of here.
I'm like,
we're 10X now.
Just for a bottle of vodka?
Thanks, mister. I'd rather go home and have my Mountain Dew.
I need a surge.
What'd you make? Of cooking this week. Nice. A lot of comfort food. Made a lot of crock pot related food. Made crock pot mac and cheese it tasted exactly like frozen Stouffer's mac and cheese, which I love.
With like the cornbread, breadcrumbs, right?
We did have breadcrumbs on top, yeah. But it was like, it's so gross what was in it. Like, I'll tell you, it was 4 cups of cheese, like shredded cheese, 2 cans of like evaporated or condensed milk, and then 2 cans of condensed cheddar cheese soup. Have you ever seen this?
I mean, what is that? I know the words you said, but what does that even mean?
I know the words. Okay, so imagine the powder that comes in Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And that smell and that color.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but in a soup can and kind of like a liquidy mucus viscosity. And that's what condensed cheddar soup is. And that was in the mac and cheese. And it was incredible.
Look, I'm not a fan of doing drugs up your nose, but but that Kraft mac and cheese powder, like if you put it in a line in front of me, I would snort it up. It's so good. Oh, so good, and it smells, and it's just yummy.
It's addicting.
Yeah.
So that was great, and then I did another little crazy thing where I was like, I would love some caramelized onions. So.
Ooh.
Did that, cut up like 12 kind of smallish onions, put them in a crock pot with a little bit of butter and some brown sugar. 8 hours later, they had browned and they were so good. But it's like one of those things, like when you cook spinach where it starts off as so much and then by the time you like cook it you're
shrinks.
Like, this is 2 pieces.
Yeah.
It's like that with the onions, but it's incredible, incredible flavor. Highly recommend. I've been putting them on everything.
8 hours is such a commitment.
No, you just leave it. It's a
crock
pot.
Yeah,
you don't have to talk to it. You don't got to do nothing.
Right.
You stir it like every hour.
Right.
And
well, that's
angry.
Nice. I do like a good caramelized onion. So.
Ooh.
That's
and
yummy.
I can't do them on the stove right because I always like burn them or they're just not done enough. It's either. Yeah. Highly recommend that.
Yeah, the amount of times I've put in spinach on, not enough spinach, and I'm like, this is plenty. And then it shrinks up, and I'm like, that is a half dollar. Like, that is
it's
nothing.
It's a half dollar of spinach.
Yeah, that's a half dollar of spinach. And no thanks, no time. I don't want it anymore.
No thanks, no time. So that was Hot Stove.
Hot Stove.
You know, I posted a Instagram story of my ramen that I had made. Did you see that on our IG? Should I be posting on the grid?
I think maybe the grid. I was going to send you a picture of my turkey meatball sandwich with asparagus.
Ooh.
And then I got shook at the last second. And
well,
I was like,
send it, post it.
Because I showed it to my wife. I go, does this look good? She goes, yeah. And but she knows it was good. She goes, it just looks a little healthy. Like, there's no cheese on it. There's no, so it's not like that big food porn thing, but it's like, hey, this could be a healthy alternative.
Yeah, I mean, we can post bad food pictures. That can be our thing.
But you know what? If someone tries to roast my food, it was good food.
Good food.
So
good mood
the
food.
Only roasting is going on in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm,
and I've just
mm-hmm.
for the record, I've officially given up on the broiler. The broiler is dead to me.
Oh,
I will not be using the broiler anymore. I
confusing.
Tried a couple times and it's no.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
All right, it is time for a game. I made a game for you.
Yes, I love when I'm on the receiving end of the game.
I also love the movie The Game. All right,
is
so,
is this hot animated cartoon or what are we doing?
No, close. This is tying into the royalty theme of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So this game is called Are They Royalty? I'm going to give you the name of a person and you're going to have to say if this person is actual royalty or if I made it up.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get started. First up, Princess Olga, Duchess of Apulia. Is this real royalty or fake royalty? Princess Olga, Duchess of Apulia.
I'm going to go real. I think that's real.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. She's a Greek princess, and she's 49.
Nice.
Wow.
One for one,
love
baby.
This. One for one, baby. All right,
you wouldn't
next
start
up.
Out with a fake like that. That felt real.
I could have. I could have, and I probably should have. I would love to have gotten you. Next up is Clarice Rinaldi, Queen of Genovia. Clarice Rinaldi, Queen of Genovia.
I don't. That seems fake. I feel like you watched a Hannibal Lecter thing recently. I think that's fake.
It is fake, but it's not Hannibal Lecter. It's Julie Andrews from Princess Diaries.
Oh, I did see. I told you. I saw like 20 minutes of it on TV a couple weeks ago. And what a flick.
Well, yeah, what a flick. What a flick. Okay, next up. You're 2 for 2. I hate this.
2 for 2.
Princess Talita Natasha von Fürstenberg. Talita Natasha von Fürstenberg.
You couldn't put together more sounds that sounded fake together, but you did kind of stumble on the first thing, which makes me think that...
Did I?
I think that's real.
Damn, it is real. Yes. She's 21 years old, and Diane von Fürstenberg is her grandmother.
Oh, Diane F? Nice.
Do you know who Diane von Fürstenberg is?
No, I don't know who that is.
She's a fashion designer, very famous. All right.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Prince Eric. Real or fake?
Prince Eric is the dude from The Little Mermaid.
Damn. So,
reason I knew that is because we just talked about how hot he was.
Yeah, that's true.
And now you can't cut that part out because people will be like, what? So, yeah.
Call back. Yeah,
if Julia
did
cut it out, we had a 15-minute conversation.
No, I'll keep it.
Hot animated characters.
18 plus. All right. All right. What about Prince Oscar?
Prince Oscar. It's weird because some of them you're giving me like this full long name. And then now you're just saying like Prince Jake, like Prince Oscar.
I'm aware of what I'm doing. Prince, I'm trying to trip you up.
Prince Oscar. You just did fake. Are you rotating? I guess I'll say real.
You sure about that?
Yes, I am.
Damn. He's real, and he's 5 years old, and he's a Swedish prince.
I didn't even think there could be kid princes.
There's kid princes. It's awful.
That's a good show idea, Kid Prince.
Kid Prince, but also Kid Prince. Isn't that Toddlers and Tiaras? I think that never exists. Okay, and last one, Lord Maximus Farquaad. Lord Maximus Farquaad.
I really want to go undefeated here, but I'm not sure about this one. Lord Maximus. I'm going to say fake. Final answer.
Damn it!
Yes.
Yeah, he's the bad guy from Shrek.
See, that was interesting because I was like, fake. I don't think it's real, but I also don't think you made it up. So I'm glad that you pulled it from somewhere.
Well, you know what? Last week I got all yours right with HGTV. So I guess you know more about royalty than you think you do.
Yeah, I mean, you almost got... color change wrong or something, but
yeah, color splash.
Color splash. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
Never forget.
Well, you officially are crowned the winner of this game. Okay?
Yes, that was fun. Yes. Thank you for putting that together.
Of course, no problem. And unfortunately, folks, morning people, put your Java down because it's the end of our show. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com for some amazing advice. If you need advice, we give the amazing advice. You don't give us.
Yeah,
the
I think today. Thank you for the question, Seth. And I think I think the advice was pretty fucking solid. So
yeah, I'd say we're really good at what we do.
And just remember, if you're walking downstairs, just hit every step. Okay.
Hit every step.
Because even if you want the ground to appear sooner, it ain't gonna.
Mm-mm. Step by step.
Step by step. Day by day. Yes. Shout out to Frank Lambert.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.